With SRN News, I'm John Scott. America's employers delivered a healthy month of hiring in June, adding 206,000 jobs.
The Labor Department says last month's job growth did mark a pullback from 218,000 in May, but it was still a strong gain, reflecting the resilience of America's consumer-driven economy, which is slowing but still growing steadily. The department report also showed the unemployment rate ticked up from 4% to 4.1%.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. The department also sharply revised its estimate of job growth for April and May by a combined 111,000. Also at SRNNews.com, hundreds of thousands of homes in Jamaica remain without electrical power today in the wake of Hurricane Beryl's powerful destruction yesterday. It was one of the most powerful storms ever to hit Jamaica. Kivette Silvera, executive director of the nonprofit international relief agency Food for the Poor in Jamaica.
Food for the Poor has been activating our emergency response mode, and we had anticipated a number of these communities being inaccessible, so we pre-positioned relief supplies across the island with our distribution network partners. Families that are being affected or would have been affected would have been able to get immediate assistance.
Listeners wishing to assist Food for the Poor's emergency efforts in Jamaica can text the word Jamaica to 51555 for a donation link. Thousands of people evacuated during a Northern California wildfire have been allowed to return home. The Thompson City fire near the city of Oroville is now 29% contained. Stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 11 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 154. This is SRN News. A report card for Congress.
It comes from Family Research Council Action, and it finds that of 535 members of the House and Senate, 74 have a perfect voting record when it comes to issues having to do with faith, family, and freedom. All of the 100 percenters are members of the Republican Party. FRC President Tony Perkins says, quote, Americans should be encouraged to know that they have so many members of Congress who are standing strong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Plans to tear down a Texas church where a gunman in 2017 killed more than two dozen worshipers are on hold. A judge has approved a temporary restraining order sought by some families at First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs to delay demolition. Following the shooting, the sanctuary was turned into a memorial. The interior was painted white, and chairs with the names of those who were killed were placed there. The church then voted in 2021 to tear down the building. This is SRN News. Shark attacks in Texas.
Authorities say numerous incidents have disrupted 4th of July celebrations at South Padre Island, with one man hospitalized for a severe bite. Game warden Captain Chris Dowdy says that in the span of about 2 hours Thursday, four separate attacks were reported. And he adds officials believe a single shark was responsible for all four. Jason Walker reporting.
A federal judge has ordered Louisiana to take steps to protect the health and safety of incarcerated workers toiling in the fields of a former slave plantation. He says they face substantial risk of injury or death in blistering summer heat. U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson on Tuesday gave the state 7 days to provide a plan to improve conditions at Louisiana State Penitentiary. It comes amid growing nationwide attention on prison labor. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.